welcome to Drunk Distery Presents The Dark Ride, a fun theme park themed game show with zero prizes and lots of drinking. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Adrian. I'm here with my co-host, Ryan. We are two people who love all things theme parks and started this podcast so we can drink all about them with fellow theme parks loving fans, just like you. Okay, now that that's out of the way, let's find out what resort we're going to be drinking responsibly this week. It's the only resort on property where you can walk out on your balcony and see animals other than geckos and alligators. It's Animal Kingdom Lodge Week, the deluxe NDVC resort where you can hear loud screeching in the night, and it's probably just an animal, not a horny couple who had too many drinks around the world. Okay, now let's get that image out of our heads and go grab some Zebra Dome drinks and some safari facts, and we'll be right back. Hey, Ryan, do you want to live like an animal?
Oh, I think I have been living like an animal for my entire adulthood.
I feel like I would miss Starbucks too much.
If you were just gallivanting around the Serengeti?
I don't want to have to find my own food. I just don't want to be an animal. I don't want to have to, worry about that stuff.
You don't want to, tear into an antelope for brunch?
No, I don't. Sorry.
I mean, if it came with mimosas, I'd be into it.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It comes with stream water. That's what you get. That's
your mimosa. Crocodile-filled stream water.
You get that has alligator piss in it. It's disgusting. Ooh,
now you're talking about you're starting to sway me. So I'm getting into it now.
So today we're continuing our ongoing little breakout resort series. We have a very good resort today, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and we invited a friend to come on. Who happens to own DVC at Animal Kingdom Lodge? Perfect.
Guests.
He's known for his hilarious Disney TikToks and his tongue-in-cheek thirst traps.
What?
Mike Molinari, thanks for coming on.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited you're here. What's it like to be a DVC member? That must be cool.
It definitely is. I mean, you feel kind of a sense, especially now that when you tap in, it just says welcome home in every single park you go to.
Aww.
So literally, it's basically like the elite club in a way that you just get to be a part of. And no matter, you hear it at the resort and now you hear it at the park. Welcome home. It's great.
Oh, I want to be welcome home.
You could have just told me it sucks.
Yeah. The only message I get when I check in is overdraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
When I get you're back again, get a life.
I mean, listen, I get that from, other people, so.
Yeah. So, Mike, you're at Mike Molinari on TikTok, Instagram.
Yep, exactly. So just at Mike Molinari, simple, thankfully. I don't have to have a big username, so plain and simple.
That's amazing. You got your full name available on that doesn't happen.
And you guys can check out our show notes, and we have the spelling of how to get to Molinari, because I know that I would
be typical it up, Italian so. Last name. What can I say?
I'm gonna spell it MikeMolinari. Got it?
Nope.
There we go.
What got you started in Disney content creation?
Honestly, probably for the majority of the time, it was COVID. Really, my beginning goal was really just doing it because I thought it was something to be fun. And I'm like, you know what? Seeing other content creators, I'm like, okay, I could try and divvy into this. Of course, when I started, all my friends were like, really? Of course you would try and do this. But then when it took off, I'm like, no, this is fun. I enjoy doing the videos. But my also main goal was just to meet people that had the same love for Disney that I had, because I don't have that necessarily here in my hometown of Jersey.
Yeah.
So to meet people and to be able to go to the parks with everybody or meet up who's ever there, that was really my main goal once I started getting serious with it, because I did a lot of solo travel, or still do in a way. So I'm like, well, you know what? Now that I can meet friends that love Disney, I don't have to necessarily go to the parks by myself if I can't get people to go with. So that was the main goal. And then just filming the videos just as fun just really came about it as well.
Totally. So what's your, I mean, I relate to that hardcore. I'm same. I've been a solo traveler for a long time.
You know, Adrian, it's kind of like he brought something up that we haven't really talked about, but like, you know, we really, like, we started this before COVID, but we really did like the majority of it, during the early stages and through till now. I wonder, sure. Like, you know, like, is that what kept us going? Is because, like, you know, we had, it gave us like something like really to look forward to talking about, look forward to
like
doing.
A joyous thing.
Yeah, also. Exactly. Like a joyous thing and like a time of like, because I don't know if like we were in our regular lives, like that get so busy, you know, for that first year, would it have like caught on to us where we were like, really like, yes, we need to keep on doing this, sure. Because we like doing this. It's interesting. Yeah, I never really thought about it till now.
This podcast like 3 weeks before lockdown.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we didn't know this was going to happen. So yeah, it's true. I mean, it might've kept it going. What is your, did you start going to Disney as a kid? Are you just like a lifelong, like, you know, you started really young and you just kept caught the bug and then never went away?
Oh, one. My first Disney trip was when I was 4 years old, and we would go every other year back in the day, to the point where it was every year. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, I feel like at one point I kind of like needed a break from Disney in a way, more just so like I was always going. But again, it relates back to where like I didn't have the people to go with, right? Like it would just be me or my parents or me and my mom that would go. And it was just like, okay, like, I kind of wish I had more people my age, you know, because mind you, this was like my early 20s or late teenage years.
Yeah,
so it was like, okay,
we all hit that wall, you know, like there was a time, I think there was like a almost 10-year period of my life where I was not going to the parks regularly at all. I think I went like once during a 10-year portion of my life. So, but the love is still there, you know, and like anytime it was brought up by like a group of friends or strangers, really anybody, you know, like I would immediately feel comforted, I guess, you know, and like back mm-hmm. to back home, really, you know.
Oh, 100%. And I think even COVID really changes. So like I became an AP, like I was on and off being an AP. Of mm-hmm. course, when getting Vacation Club and you get the semi of a discounted one helped. But even COVID, I think, really escalated to where I'm like, I need to go to Disney. Like, I feel like because it was taken away and it was that cliche thing that everyone said, it was just like, you didn't appreciate it as much prior, but now that it was taken away from you, you appreciate it that much more.
Yeah. And like people weren't traveling, but Disney was like, they had so many safety protocols where it actually felt safe to go to Disney. I feel like Disney really kept me going through that 2 year period because
100%.
I can't even imagine, like, I just kept going. And so at least with some, like, little bit of joy, and I felt safe going there. So
that's oh, yeah. Well, did you go a lot during COVID?
Yeah.
Like, when it reopened?
Yeah. I mean, I've only been an AP for 1 year. This is my first year mm-hmm. ever being an AP. So I went the most this year, but, yeah, like I was going during COVID. It was safe and it was a place yeah. to go that was open.
Right. And listen, so, those flight prices, I miss those flight prices
they
so
were
much.
Them too. They were, and like even the emptiness of the parks, like,
yes,
there are some people that started going to Disney during COVID and they were like, oh my God, it's amazing. And it's like, now they're seeing the real Disney, how it's like,
yes,
they're like, oh, I miss the COVID Disney. I'm like, that will never.
No.
Never, yeah. Hopefully we never experience that again.
It's like a give and take, right? Cause like the crowds beautiful, right?
Yeah.
But there was just so much missing. That's why everyone's like, yeah. Oh, remember when, but I'm like, I do, but there was just so much missing at the same time.
You just go to a nighttime yeah. event. Go to a nighttime event. You still get the vibe of, yep. You know, like the low crowd thing, but.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you get free yeah. popcorn. Free, true. In quotation points.
So, friends, we've got to start drinking. Because this is a drinking podcast. Not that we haven't been sipping drinks during this conversation, but. For everyone at home, today we are drinking Lion's Tales.
Ooh.
They are, you know, because we're with the Animal Kingdom Lodge. You're
going to need
2 ounces of bourbon, a 1/2 ounce of pimento dram, It's a fun one to find.
Yeah, it's really hard to find.
Well, you could be creative. A half ounce of lime juice, a half ounce of simple syrup, and 4 dashes of aromatic bitters. And you're going to need a little twist of a lemon. You're going to combine all those ingredients together in a shaker with ice and double strain into a mug or cocktail glass.
I did not use the pimento dram, but this is a pretty tasty drink, even without
it. It's a nice orange color, like a lion in a cart.
No, it's very good.
Yeah, so we drink out of mugs here. So today I'm drinking out of I don't have an Animal Kingdom Lodge mug or even an Animal Kingdom Parks mug. So I'm drinking out of my retro Disney World one with all of the different like old movie posters on it.
Nice.
I just like that one. Yeah. What about you, Ryan?
I got my Animal Kingdom tree mug, and it's gonna do well for me today. So I'm glad that I have it.
Mike, what are you out of?
So I'm drinking out of my, it's like one of the old mugs, but it had like all the 4 parks on it with like Magic, Epcot. So with all the symbols, that's what I'm drinking out of today.
One, that's a good mug. So yeah, we're talking about Animal Kingdom Lodge today. Mike, you own DVC at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So I'm assuming this resort.
Yeah. That was actually our first home resort. And I've stayed at both Jumbo and Kidani, because obviously Animal Kingdom is split in between two. But yeah. DVC is at both, even though Jumbo's more so the regular resort rooms. Yeah. But, I mean, it definitely gets a bad rep, but, I mean, it's a beautiful resort. Like, it has a savanna. Like, you can't get really better than that.
No.
No matter what.
It's insane. It's in terms of restaurants, best on property, like, in my opinion. Best. The best food. I mean, it's stunning at Christmas. That lobby is just mind blowing. It's a really great resort. What about you, Ryan? Are you familiar with the lodge?
Not really. Like only through videos. Never stayed there, and really? it's so far. And my family stayed there. It's just I wasn't invited. And no, I'm just joking. I wasn't. Damn. I think that was during that 10-year period where I was not going as much to Disney, but I've always been intrigued by it, and I like what I see, you know, through videos and pictures and everything. It looks fantastic. I love this idea of the savannah. It's so cool. I didn't really even know that there was like, you know, two different things, like, you know, the Kidani and the Jumbo. So you guys are going to have to fill me in on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to focus on Animal Kingdom Lodge, but you can't mention it without Kidani, because Kidani's like a miniature version. Like, you know how when they have DVC, like they create like a smaller version of the original, so it's like the lobby is a smaller version of the original. It's,
right.
Yeah. You know, but they're, you know, they share a property. You could get to either property by walking or by like an internal shuttle.
Riding a zebra. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So let me cover the basics. Now, I'm just want to put a disclaimer up front for anybody listening in. There's a lot of information on this resort. They put a lot of work into this. I mean, like, it's very detailed. And so we are truncating this episode as best as we can, because we could do 5 hours.
Yeah, boys and girls, we are not travel agents. If you're looking for a full-fledged thing, you're here to hang out with us.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah. Check plenty of travel agents you can find on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of them. Okay, so Animal Kingdom Lodge is a deluxe resort proximate to the Animal Kingdom theme park.
Can you imagine if it was like a Magic Kingdom resort?
Oh, forget about it. It would literally be the top tier, like, best hotel on property. Like, you get a steal.
Oh, if it wasn't resort. In Guam?
If it wasn't in Guam. Yeah, no, that would, it would plus it, actually, but it would be weird, yeah, if it was by Magic Kingdom, but it's the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I mean, exactly. I do that, like, there's only, when I was, like, researching this, there's literally only two categories that this hotel does bad in, and they all have to do with that. Proximity. Like, it's just, it's the one downfall of it. And it opened on April 16th, 2001, so it's a little over 20 years old. The main lodge and its adjacent rooms are called Jumbo House, It's designed by Peter Dominic, the designer of the Wilderness Lodge frame, which makes sense because those lobbies are so similar. Like, it's eerily similar, alongside the infamous Joe Rohde. So let's drink to the Imagineer. Oh,
cheers, no, Joey boy.
Yes.
Gotta love me some Joey.
Animal Kingdom Lodge recreates the feel of a South African wildlife reserve lodge. Rooms follow the Crawl African Village design, a semicircle concept offering a view of close to 100 grazing animals and 130 birds on property and in the private savannas. The rooms were updated in 2019 and feature more muted colors and patterns than the original designs. Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village, which we were just talking about, opened May 1st, 2009 as a DVC resort. Kidani has its own parking lot, restaurant, and pool. It shares the Sunset Savannah with Animal Kingdom Lodge, Jumbo House, and its own savannah opened in fall 2009 called Pembe. Is that, am I saying that correctly, Mike? Pembe?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't do much better.
There are so many room types here, like standard pool view, savannah view, deluxe pool view. I mean, there's even like presidential suites.
I know. I want one of them. Have you seen pictures of that thing? Ooh, I want
one of them.
Oh, they are sweet. Up in them circles, they are looking good.
And there's also a concierge or club level. Have you stayed in those, Michael?
Unfortunately not, but I heard amazing things.
I'm glad you said that, because then I was going to kick you if you said yes.
Can you imagine? Like, of course, I stay there regularly, yeah. Right?
Hey, what do you think, I'm poor? each room that is not on ground level, no matter what the category or view, has a balcony. So that's kind of the overview of the rooms. I mean, I could go really deep into them. There's so many different types, but that's the overall, like, idea.
Cool.
Six-story hotel. It's a big boy.
Yep. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So I think we can learn a little bit more about it if we get right into drinking this resort. Are you guys ready?
Fuck yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's play a game. We're going to play Drink That Resort. Everyone, we want you to play at home. It's basically a drink the difference game. We're going to rank the resort through a series of rounds and drink the point difference that we give each category. For example, if a category is worth 5 points and you give the resort a 3 in that category, you drink two sips or 2 seconds. The shittier the resort, the drunker you get. This is a good resort, so I think you might be a little sober. Play along at home. It's a lot more fun that way. Okay, so this is the way the categories go for Drink That Resort. We have the technical rounds. There's going to be overall theme for 10 points. Size and proximity. That's going to be like the size of the resort. If there's a lot of walking and proximity to places on property, that's 5 points. Transportation options, 5 points. Amenities, 5 points. Food and beverage options, 5 points. And then when all those technical rounds are done, we're going to do the overall value. We're going to say what it costs on average to stay at this resort. And if all of those other categories, if it proves valuable to the cost that Disney's putting out, then we're going to give it a high score. There's just 50 total points up for grabs. We like to start a theme because that's what Disney does best. And it's a very important category. It separates, you know, the Disney World resorts from the Marriott's and the Hilton's. Okay. So, theme.
Fuck you, Hilton.
if you'd like to sponsor our podcast, I'm happy to go.
Yeah, I will say unfuck Hilton at that point.
I actually like
them.
No, like Hilton's are great. They're great. They're great.
I really like Marriott's and Hilton's. I'm not coming after them. I just mean like the theming that we love about Disney.
I mean, like, when they post up a zebra outside your room, then they can come talk to us. But until then, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Come if to you're going to get bit by a giraffe, a potential of being bit by a giraffe, then they can play.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. So like other Disney resorts, Animal Kingdom Lodge has a distinctive theme carried throughout its architecture, landscape, and interior design. As you drive up to the resort, this is one of my favorite tricks. The large building appears to be a gathering of huts. The incredible size of the resort is hidden from the front, so it simulates driving up to a small safari village. It's crazy. It looks like you're going to drive up to a tiny little place and it's this massive thing. Throughout the lobby, there are examples of authentic architecture and design, from thatched ceilings to golden tones, reflecting the richness and diversity of an African landscape. there's a huge picture window at the far end of the lobby that looks out over 30 acres of land. From here, you can walk out into the elevated viewing area called Arusha Rock and enjoy the roaming animals.
Say that all 10 times fast.
I'm sorry, what?
Say that 10 times fast. Arusha Rock, Arusha Rock, Arusha Rock.
Arusha Rock. I like, kind of like that. Arusha Rock. All three savannas are specially built areas that are just for Animal Kingdom Lodge and are separate from Animal Kingdom theme park. There are over 100 sand live oak trees, 35,000 shrubs on the savanna. Seeds for many of the plants were supplied from Africa. So each of the savannas is approximately 10 acres each. There are three of them from left to right. Their names Sunset, Arusha, and Uzuma. Uzima? Uzima. Uzami? Uzama?
Uzima. Potato, potato.
Let's, you know, let's not get ourselves in trouble with our pronunciation.
I'm going to say Uzima.
Yeah. Yeah, the Zima one.
Each savanna has its own unique look and feel, and not all savannas have all animals. Giraffes are the only animal that can be found in all three savannas.
Ooh.
And lastly, Animal Kingdom Lodge is home to the largest collection of African art in the world outside of the continent of Africa. You'll see pieces throughout the lobby, restaurants, and hallways. This, in terms of theming, this is pretty hard to beat.
I don't know across the board if it can be beaten.
It is so detailed.
I mean, it really is. And hearing it on paper, but then experiencing it in real life, I mean, like what you just said, especially with all the artifacts and art, I probably haven't even seen half of that. It just blows my mind that there's that much. So,
yeah,
I mean, it's really unbeatable.
Yeah, and just the details, you know, like things like large like logs that are wrapped in rope to, like, you know, to simulate like that means of like holding things together. Obviously, they're probably not even real logs. They're, you know, it's like steel members that are made to look like logs, but like, it's just incredible. Everywhere you look is just fraught with detail. It really makes quite an impression. I think I have to stay here, guys.
You have to stay here.
If you don't stay there, just at least go explore the resort.
Yeah, just go there. Like, go to Sanaa or go to one of the restaurants. Because, like, they're incredible. I can't think of anything like it. Like, there's no, like, any of the other resorts that we talk about, like, I can think of things like them. Any other resorts on Disney property. I mean, maybe, you know, there's maybe a rare exception, but this, I can't think of anything in the world like it. I don't know of anything like this. It's its own thing, and it's so special, and they didn't cheap out here. Like,
no.
There are some things where you're like, they've cheaped out, but like they've got like actual African artifacts here. Like, they could have phoned in a lot of stuff.
It's definitely that old classic Disney Imagineering that everyone truly loves and appreciates. You see that in this resort 100%. It's you really can't compare it. It's insane.
Yeah, and super inventive, you know, like the chandeliers in the like the main lodge the lobby area. Incredible.
Yeah. What do you think about the theming of the rooms, Mike?
The rooms, I mean, honestly, the rooms are an accent of the theming of the resort. I loved the theming of the rooms. It's been a while since I've stayed in the DVC part, but recently I was actually in the Jumbo House regular rooms because I was staying with a friend. And just the detail in the rooms, like, you know, you have the African art in there as well. There's, like, carvings in the bedpost, like, and then, of course, to your point, like, you walk out, there's a savanna right there.
Right.
The theming just continues in the rooms, and you really get that immersed feeling.
Or a parking lot, though. Like, this hotel has like a very sharp difference between haves and have-nots when it comes to the rooms.
True. However, there is so many, like, if you want to go look at the animals, there's 100 places to go look at.
Sure.
Them.
Sure.
Like, yes. But you are correct. If you're in a room that's Savannah View, which I don't know why you would go there and not stay in Savannah. I don't know why you would do that. Like, there's no reason to go then. But if you're not on the Savannah view, like if the room has a Savannah view, the walls could be blank and it doesn't even matter with the theming because you're literally looking out at animals. I remember the first time we did that and I was just like, I saw a quote by Joe Rohde where he said he's heard people say that like there's something about the Animal Kingdom Lodge that makes people slow down. And he thinks it's because when you look at animals, first of all, you're not being loud because you don't want to disturb them. And also you're watching them. So you're just like, you're just sort of like watching, you're not moving that much. And like, I felt like I could sit out on that balcony with my coffee and my zebra domes and just, I could have been content doing that for a trip. Like that was just so cool.
So yeah, no, I mean, good point. I think it's the perfect resort if you're going to do a staycation.
Yes.
Perfect resort for that.
And that's when I did it. I had gone with a friend for my birthday like a couple of years ago. Because I was an annual pass holder, I had no tickets to the parks except I had an Animal Kingdom After Dark ticket.
So
we just enjoyed that hotel and went to Animal Kingdom After Dark, which is amazing because there was nobody there. And you wouldn't feel like, I mean, I look back on the trip, I have some regrets because it's like, I can't believe I was that close to Magic Kingdom or Epcot and didn't step foot in them, but
right.
But you could literally do that and not, and yeah, like you said, it's the perfect thing. So I don't know. I mean, this is a 10-point category. I think this crushes this category.
I agree. I mean, I think full points are definitely deserved because you're not going to, Disney has some nice hotels, but like, you're definitely not going to find, regardless, anything like this resort. So I think full points are worthy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hate giving out full points.
I know you do.
I don't know how to... I'm like, racking my brain through other resorts and, like, in my head, like does anything for theme beat this, like, where I wouldn't want them to be, like, tied? And something might come up and tie it, but nothing's going to beat this. So I agree with you guys. I think, are we going across the board?
Are we doing tens for the tabe?
Tens for the fucking tabe?
Wow, look at that.
Wow.
All right, let's drink to the Imagineers.
Here we go.
That's a big...
This is a big glug for the Imagineers. Joe Rohde doing his job. Adrian, this has officially scored more points in technical than All-Star Music did for all of their technical rounds as of right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
All-Star Music got a 9 out of all 5 categories in the technical rounds.
Wow. That's interesting.
This is crazy. But we've got 2 categories coming up that this hotel is not going to do that great in. So our next category is size and proximity. There are 1,307 rooms in Animal Kingdom Lodge, not counting the Kidani Village. 6-story tall.
That's a ton.
The big boy.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a lot.
6 stories tall, and it's U-shaped, because obviously they want you to, like, they want it to, like, you to get views of this savannah. They want it to, like, sort of hug the savannah. And one thing that bothered me about this resort was I was one of the last rooms down the hall.
Ooh, oh, yeah, that's definitely going to kill it.
That, I just felt like I was walking. And granted, it's different than, like, if you're in, like, Coronado Springs, where you're just walking outside and it's hot, like you're inside, it's air conditioned, and like there's all every few stops there's a viewing window of the savannah, but it was a lot of walking and there's no way around it because there's literally no way around it. Do you request specific rooms, Mike, when you are you just kind of like, I don't want to be too far from the lobby, like is there a trick?
So the only trick I could say is, I guess, placing your request specifically with the front desk. Normally, I don't do that. Like, I usually just do the basic Disney online check-in and request near lobby and hope for the damn best. But I have heard, you know, like, if you call the front desk specifically, you could luck out with a good request.
Right. I hear it's like if you call the week of when they're doling out rooms, a week ahead of time when they're doling out rooms, that you could request that you're not too far. I would highly request that for this.
So which savannah do I want to be overlooking as far as like a room request? Because like, you know, you can look out over the sun, like from the jumbo house. And I take back kind of what I said before, like they've done quite a good job of like trying to get it so that all rooms have some sort of view, mm-hmm. other than like a bit of the Kidani Village. The part of the Kidani Village, half of those rooms are fucked. But like, otherwise, they've done like a lot of probably like really hard work in order to get it to kind of like work. But there's, you know, like we said, there's the, if we're looking at just Jambo House, there's Sunset Savannah that you could be looking over, or the Arusha or the Uzima. So like, is there one that's like, is the Arusha, which is in like the center of everything, is that like the main one, or does it not matter?
Savannah is the center, right?
Arusha is the main center one.
Oh, yeah, I think the I'm going to pronounce it horribly, but the one Ryan said, I think that's the that's definitely the main one. I think, you know, that's an actually interesting question that I really don't actually know the answer to, because I don't, there's really, you can't go wrong with either one. But definitely the, or whatever it was, is the, is the main one. And like, that's where I got, and I still saw like giraffes, zebras, you still see a lot. I think just the animals roam free, like that. You can go to any savanna and see the same animal, maybe not, but either way, you're going to see animals out of your backyard, out of your balcony, and you can easily walk any of the other savannas. They have viewings for all of them. So
the main thing isn't so much like, and sure, there's hardcore Animal Kingdom Lodge stands who are listening to this and are screaming, but the main thing really is like, where your room is like pointed, because there are these like corrals on the ground, and like if you're in front of one of those, like, it's, you know what I'm talking about, Mike? There's like, they have to sometimes like bring them in to like feed them or whatever, like,
oh yeah, 100%. Certain
things that could be maybe a little bit of an eyesore, and that has to do with like the specific like room that you have on whatever savannah it is. I've only seen there twice, so I don't know. I just noticed one of the times, like, I had this like corral in my view, and like you still had like, you still see animals if you looked one way, but I think it's more about that.
Cool.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, you know, you might get that type of room, but like I said, I mean, even if you maybe don't like what you see out of your balcony, you have an obstructive view somehow, the resort, you can go anywhere on that resort and just sit and watch animals.
And
so,
the thing is that this is not like, it's not like at the end of the night, the animals go back into some, like, they live on these savannas.
Oh,
for real?
They chill there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. No way.
Yeah, so like, I mean, a lot.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, sometimes where they sleep might be a little far out, but I saw animals at night there for sure.
Yeah, and now I don't know on my recent trip. I don't know, but back in the day when I stayed there, they had like even night vision goggles that you could use and see animals.
Oh, Jurassic Park!
That's one of
their
like amenities that they.
Yeah, exactly.
That is some straight Jurassic Park shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the goat? Where's the goat?
No. Mike, have you stayed during the holidays at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
I have not. I actually haven't even been there for the holiday. Well, wait, back up. I haven't been to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Like, I even just to like, explore the decorations.
It is so beautiful at the holidays. Like, they have this massive tree. I mean, it's stunning. You wouldn't think this would be the place, but this is the place. So we're still in size and proximity. It's 5 points.
We're never going to get through. It's just too much to talk about.
There's just so much to talk about.
It's a fun place. I mean, it's like, it's literally like a theme park within a resort. This is a 5 category. Also, when you talk about proximity, the only thing it's proximate to is Animal Kingdom, like, theme park. And it's not even like, there's some special transportation for it. You still got to take a bus. Right.
Yeah, you can't even you can't walk over.
And it's
the like,
unpopular
it's not...
opinion that Animal Kingdom's not even people's favorite either.
No. So I think that the size and the proximity of this might be like something that's not perfect. I'm gonna, out of 5 points, I'm gonna give it a.
Do it.
Go your first gut. Don't even think on it.
My gut is telling me 3.
Oh, okay. Your gut is lying to you. Know it. I'm going to give it a 2, and it's lucky to get it.
I'm telling you 2. Fine, give me a 2.
There you go.
All right, Mike, you're up.
I'm going to go with a two as well.
All right, we're going twos across the board. Okay.
Twos for the team.
So far, we're all in agreeance after I, like, twisted Adrian's arm.
I mean, you peer pressure.
You just got to go with the gun all the time.
Drink three.
Okay.
Okay. Another category that's not going to be great for this resort, transportation.
Oof.
All Disney transportation to and from Animal Kingdom Lodge is via bus. And it's all one bus stop. You exit the main lobby. The bus station is down and to the left. You can walk or take a bus over to Kidani Village.
Yeah, Kidani has its own pickup, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you could walk over to it. It's maybe, what is it, like a 10-minute walk, Mike?
Yeah, give or take. Depends how fast you walk, yeah.
Not that bad.
Average 10 minutes.
Quick bus. Like, it's a 5-minute bus, like, little shuttle. Gotcha. And every time I was there, they come very quickly. Like, it's not like you're standing around. But I think just the same as what we said for All-Star Music, like, only having the bus as a transportation option sucks. Like, it's not good.
Especially when you're this far out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, all these rides, like, not only is it a bummer that you just have the bus, but, like, that's going to be a long bus ride.
Yeah.
It is. I've done it. It is.
Yeah. You don't have a choice but to do it. I mean, I guess you could do, like a minivan or something, but, like, are you going to pay for that every day?
For that, yeah. Right,
exactly. And I mean, the minivans are going to be more expensive than an Uber or Lyft anyway, oh, but yeah. Understandably, they're going to, what the heck is the word? They're going to have the car seats on hand, which is the plus.
Yeah, that's the plus. And they have better drop-offs than Uber does.
That's true, because you can get dropped off right at Magic.
Yep.
But otherwise, you've got to get dropped off at TTC, which
yeah,
is a whole process in itself. So
Totally.
So, yeah, this is a one, this category. It has to be. It's not fair to give All-Star one in this category, but not Animal Kingdom when it has the exact same offering.
Maybe even worse.
Wait, the sad part is that it's even further.
Yeah, it might be worse.
All-Stars, actually, when you think about it.
Yeah.
No.
But All-Stars, sometimes they combine the buses with the other All-Stars, and
that is true.
Sucks.
Well, I will say, same Animal Kingdom, I guess it's almost the same. Like, during non-busy times, you will have to be dropped off between Kidani and Jumbo.
Right. So that's, yeah.
So Jumbo's first, Kidani second. But again, I think like every other resort, it's just during the non-peak times.
Sure.
Sure. All right. It's a one. What do you guys think? Is it ones for the tape?
Ones across the board. Yep.
100%.
Wow. We're all the same right now. All right. We've got a drink four.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, we're going to get to another
this
good
lion's
category.
This got me by the tail.
I'm going to try to get to this as quickly as possible. Amenities at this resort. Jesus.
Yeah.
Around the lodge, there are, again, three 11-acre savannas where animals live full-time. They also have a themed pool, a kids' pool, two outdoor hot tubs, a fitness center, an arcade, and a playground. The Yuzuma Springs pool is the second largest pool on property at over 11,000 square feet. It's also a zero entry pool, which is cool. And it's open 24 hours. But the lifeguards go off duty at 10 p.m. and the slides close as well. But still, it's open.
Wow. You don't find that very often in at the parks or at the resorts.
That's actually surprising. Interesting.
That's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes to be able to hop into like a nice cool pool at like 11 o'clock at night, like there's kind of nothing better than that.
100%.
No, there's not.
Especially if, like, your feet hurt.
Oh, and you're
just kind of, you just want to, like, soak.
Yeah.
Amazing. Guests at Animal Kingdom Lodge can also venture over to Kidani Village and enjoy the Samawati Springs Pool, which has, it's a pool and there's a splash area for the kids. Zawindi Marketplace has a combination of souvenirs and artist creations from Africa. This hotel, they have a sunset safari that takes place on the savannah. It's meant to be a recreation of a true African afternoon game drive. It's an opportunity to spend time with members of the animal program. And your safari concludes with a true African dining experience at Jiko. This is obviously an additional charge safari. They also have the Starlight Safari, which I really want to do. I wanted to do it the last time I was there. It's a safari-only experience where you go into a safari truck with a guide and you explore the savannah with night vision goggles. It takes about an hour. It costs like $75 a person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cheaper than going to Animal Kingdom for a safari.
Yeah. There are also a number of special programs offered throughout the day here. You can ask for a list when you check in at the hotel, but a sampling of recently offered programs at the resort include flamingo feedings, animal tracking at Arusha Rock, music of the savannah at the Sunset Lounge, wildlife games, African games and crafts, wood carvings, food tastings, drum circles, animal viewing with night vision glasses, as we talked about, cookie decorating at Boma, and outside at the Arusha Rock, there's a nightly African storytelling next to the Ugon's fire pit. I did this, and it's so cool. Like, I learned so, like, they have these guides at Arusha Rock. I'm sure you've seen them, Mike, where you can, they literally will just talk to you about like, what's going on, where the animals are. And like, they're just there and they're standing under an umbrella and like, you, they'll just tell you facts about the savannah. It's so cool. And
they're so knowledgeable, which just blows my mind.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that that's all free. Like it's, cause really you don't have to be staying there to enjoy that. Like it's
no.
You just go and walk out onto to the rock.
Totally.
That's why it's definitely underrated, 100%.
It's underrated. I mean, and I don't, again, with these amenities, now they don't have, like, a quiet pool because they have a savannah with animals.
Yeah.
I do remember when I was at the pool, it's super crowded.
Yeah, that's the downside. I mean, even, like, I will say when I was at Jumbo, like, I look at it and I'm like, they say it's the second biggest. And I guess, yeah, it is when you really compare it. But the downside is, though, too, is that, to me, it doesn't also have a good slide.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like the second big. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't feel.
Well, it's just
big.
Like, yes. It's just one big puddle. You know, it's not like.
I think that's why it is, because it is one big puddle. And when you compare it to the other deluxe resorts, I think besides, which I'm sure is the biggest, is Yacht and Beach.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to the other deluxes, okay, it makes sense, like, those pools are really, I mean, like Polynesian pools, tiny as heck.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's always was my downside though with Jumbo is I really question. I'm like, you have this giant pool, but it's like you didn't put any work in the slide.
Yeah.
But I'm also that type of person that always does the slide.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't the most exciting area. I guess because they're like, look, they've got animals here. Like, yeah. You know, they didn't sink all the budget into the pool.
So, I have another question, I guess, about the savannah. Like, does it smell?
No, it does not. Disney magic right there, because it does not.
All
right,
because, like, I couldn't really see, like, having a full pool day if it just, like, smelled like a petting zoo all day.
And, well, and that's the funny thing, too, because when you're at the pool, you are near a savannah, but yeah. You don't even feel like you're near a savannah at the same time. Because with all, like, the trees and everything in the bushes, like, you really are, like, you're at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but you're secluded, so you would theoretically forget you're even at, there's a savannah on property.
It in the resort, it's kind of away from that. But yeah, even, like, when you step out on your balcony, you don't smell like animal, like, it's not like a heavy animal smell. Like, I don't know.
Cool.
It's pretty cool. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of amenities here. I don't know what they don't have that we would want, other than maybe a quiet pool or, like, a better pool, maybe.
I wonder if they have Big Buck Hunter in the arcade.
That might be a little
maybe.
Little insensitive.
I cannot.
So what do you guys think? There's 5 points in this category. Ryan, Mike?
I mean, I hate to do it, but you know what's going to happen. It's going to
do it.
It's a five.
It's a five.
Yeah. I agree. It's a five. I feel like rating it any lower would just be like me giving it a docking point for a horrible slide.
Right, and being a hater, like, because it's like 100+ animals at this resort that are like staying with you. It's just, it's wild.
And even though they have a shit slide, they still have a slide. You know, like there's plenty of other places that like don't even have that. So
that's true. And then I know we're mostly talking Jumbo, but I mean, granted, you can, all right, go to Kidani and they have a better slide. So,
yeah, but, well, this is another category that it might be, I mean, in my opinion, I don't know what else would be, but food and beverage, Animal Kingdom Lodge is widely considered to be the best foodie resort. The restaurants offer a blend of African, Malaysian, Indian, Chinese, and French cuisine with a dash of English served with a hint of classical fare. The meals reflect a blend of sweet and savory international tastes. I was going to say them what they are quickly. We've got the big boy, Jiko, the cooking place. Unbelievable signature restaurant serving dinner that features a taste of Africa. Boma, Flavors of Africa, is a popular buffet restaurant open for breakfast and dinner. Incredible. The Mara is the resort's quick service restaurant, open morning to night with great food and poolside dining. And, of course, that's where you can get the a la carte Zebra Dome, so you got to go there.
All right, you got to explain because I don't know what you're talking about. You said it's four times, which means that I need to get it. So what is a Zebra Dome?
You don't know what a Zebra Dome is?
Don't look at me that way. Don't look at me that way.
No.
Like I'm less than.
Card. You have lost your Disney adult card. We are revoking it. It's over.
All right, well, I'll give Ryan this. I had my first Zebra Dome in April.
Oh, see? Okay. All right. You're a newbie to the Zebra Dome game.
But you knew what they were.
I did.
So Zebra Domes are these little desserts. They're like... It's hard to explain the recipe, but they're like a dome shaped, like it's like a mousse, mm-hmm. and with like a liqueur flavoring, with a white chocolate top with a dark chocolate drizzle. Mm. Unlike anything, they give you four in the little container. Like every time I stay there, I make sure I take them to the airport. Like it's like the thing that yeah. I. They're so good, and they're like, they now have a drink at, I don't know if you had this, Mike, but at Boma, they now have a coffee drink that has a Zebra Dome in it. It's like this new thing.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was delicious. I did. Oh. Of course. I mean, listen, let's be real. Anytime there is a specialty drink or any drink, I'm getting it.
Right.
Like, it happened. But it was very good.
It was.
I liked that better than the dessert. Not gonna lie.
Cool.
Well,
I mean,
I'm glad that you guys explained it to me. I now feel bad about myself, and I have to book a trip and go eat some desserts.
Exactly. I was going to say. So what I'm getting from this is like you need to go to Disney ASAP and literally do a resort tour of Animal Kingdom.
I think that's what's going to have to happen. I think after this like whole hotel roundup that we're doing. I'm going to find out like that there's a lot that I need to do because I tend to be a creature of comfort and like, you know, do the things that I know that I like. So I think there's probably going to be a lot of new explorations that are to be had.
Right. I'm trying to get Ryan to just go too also because he hasn't experienced Cosmic Rewind. And
that's not his fault. I mean, it hasn't even been a month yet.
I just want to get on it. Because he always says no spoilers, and I just want to talk about it.
Soon.
Is not soon enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the Mara. Victoria Falls is an awesome... it's a mezzanine lounge with specialty coffees and teas and a variety of adult beverages at night. Izuma Springs is Jumbo House's poolside bar. And then, of course, there's one of my favorite restaurants on property, Sanaa, is the beloved table service restaurant located in Kidani Village that offers lunch and dinner. And it has a view of the savannah. So you're eating in there and looking out at the animals, which can feel weird if you're eating meat, but it's fine.
I never thought of it, but that's still true.
No, they deserved it.
For my birthday.
It was the bad ones. They were the mean ones.
I can't.
It's fine. It's fine.
I went there on my birthday, and like this, like drum circle came out and like was singing "Happy Birthday" to me. It was such a special experience. That's amazing cool. restaurant, and it's underrated. So it's usually easy to snag a reservation there. And there's also Cape Town Lounge and Wine Bar, Maja Pool Bar, which is at Kidani Village. There's so much, and it's all so good. It's like, it's mind-blowing. I mean, Sanaa was one of my favorite meals on property, and same with Jiko. This, for me, is 100% a five. I don't have any other resort on property that I think I would give a five in this category. This one is a five.
Five for Adrian. Mike, how about you?
Ooh. I think I'm going to go over to 4.
Okay.
Okay.
The reason behind that is restaurants blows that out of the water. I was not a fan of the quick service. Okay. Nothing blew me away out of it. I think it was just your typical quick service. Mm-hmm. And then what I also, again, maybe it's me being petty, so feel free to come after me, but like, I did not like that the pool bar had no food.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, for sure.
These are all valid points.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go
to 4 because the restaurants are amazing.
It's tough for me to judge. I'm kind of going to make my assumptions versus like the wonderful restaurants at Animal Kingdom and like assuming that these are like, you know, of a similar taste and quality and stuff like that. I've tried most of the restaurants at Animal Kingdom and I love them all. And from everything that Adrian kind of just shared about it. And I know about like the famous bread service and all that kind of stuff. I think that I'm going to go with a 4 as well.
You guys drink. I don't have to.
You have to have one. Ooh. Yeah, you do. You have to. We all have to drink one. You have to drink one for the perfect point.
One to the restaurateurs.
Yep.
Okay, Ryan. So that's the end of our technical rounds. I'm assuming that this did pretty well.
Yeah, pretty darn good. So there's been 30 points out for grabs. And out of that, Mike and I have both scored a 22 and you've scored it a 23. So it's just over 22 right now. Going into our Dark Horse category, the price and value, is this worth it? It's 20 points on the board. Take it away.
Okay, so the same thing, the same chart we used for the other episodes, I used for this one, which kind of gave the average room rate as of January 2022. I find what they're saying here to be a little high because I've seen this lower. But they're saying like a weekday rate is about $450 a night for a deluxe studio standard view to $645 a night for a Savannah view. And then like on a weekend, it's between $465 and $899. I've seen this resort for $325 a night. I've seen it recently for, $350. Like it's definitely the lowest of the deluxes. Maybe, what's that one by Disney Springs? Saratoga?
Oki West, Saratoga.
Those are, like, it's like this one, Saratoga, and like, this one has so much more than Saratoga has. Like, so much more. I can't wait till we...
No, 100%. This is its own category, right? Like, value and everything?
Yeah, so now what we're doing is we're saying, like, all the things that we talked about before, and the price that Disney's putting out there... Is
right.
Overall value. There's 20 points up for grabs here. What is it? Like, is it a good value? Is it a little high?
So, yeah, I mean, really going to your point, it's the price per point, the price per night that you get is really like, especially if you get it on a good weekday, whatever, like it's really not much than a moderate sometimes. I mean, even like, when you compare it to Pop, I mean, I've seen Pop for close to 300 a night. And, you know, the big thing now is that deluxe resorts are the only resorts that get access to Extra Magic Hour.
That's very true. That's super true.
That's a huge value right there that you're going to be able to stay at a deluxe resort for way cheaper, especially when you compare it to, like, anything on the monorail. And you get access to those benefits. So it's another...
This hotel, like, I mean, if I look up on any given day, if I look up Contemporary, if I look up Grand Floridian, I will rarely see anything under 500, 600.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that on the low end, like, this hotel, I've seen, like you said, a little bit more than a moderate. So 450, it sounds a little high to me. And, you could buy people's, you could rent points. And you can get it at a good rate as well. I find this to be the best, one of the best values for deluxe because it's just, there's a lot here and it's usually cheaper. And I think the reason that it is because of the proximity, the category banked. And we've talked about this on previous resorts, that can make or break your decision. Like that transportation option and how close you are to the parks.
Yeah, if you're doing a go vacation where you're there for, you know, 4 days doing a different park every day, and you know it's going to be, you know, rope drop to close.
Right.
This is maybe not the best choice because of, you know, the extra hour of transportation that it's going to take for you to do both there and back, potentially. Probably not, but potentially.
And if you wanted to come back in the middle of the day to go in the pool.
Oh, forget about it.
Right. And then adding not even just transportation time and waiting, but yeah, add in the walk to your room, depending if you're one of the unlucky ones that has to walk forever.
Yeah, so like that could be, you know, like that could make or break, you know, your decision to do this. But if you're doing something like a staycation, like we talked about, or, you know, and really able to take advantage of all the amenities, or if you're, you know, planning on doing like just like a long weekend where you're only going to Animal Kingdom, staying here for, you know, staying just like on property, hanging out for a day, and then, you know, maybe doing one other park or something like that, I think that this is fantastic. You know, again, with the prices, you know, anytime I hear like $800 for a room, for like a standard type room, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
No, that's
crazy. But if we're talking like towards the 300s, like sign me up, like today, I'm down.
Yeah, especially for, again, to your point, the value, because I'm like, would I spend $300 at a moderate? Probably not, I'll be honest. But like, you get your deluxe everything and more. And I mean, like, let's be real. Sometimes those $800 room nights are not even worth what you're paying.
Sure.
You're just paying for the proximity. So it's just like, it's hard.
Yeah. And here, yeah. I mean, like I love the idea that you can come back at night and you can, you know, sit on your balcony and see animals. You could go down to the pool and take a dip, even if it's at, you know, midnight or 2 a.m. or whatever. Like, you know, you can do these like without like being locked into like the Disney time frame, because like I find myself to be more of a night owl in general, and I get back to the hotels and everything's dead quiet and like there's nothing open, and I'm you know, like I just had like one of the most exciting days in a long time. Like it's a little bit hard to just like shut it off. So with this, something like this where you could like kind of calm yourself through these different amenities to like, you know, reach that stasis, that like that middle ground, I think that's pretty spectacular.
One of my favorite Disney memories, like after I graduated high school, me and two of my friends went in the summer to Disney World. So I think it was like maybe one of my first trips not going like with my parents. And the pool, we stayed at Riverside, and the pool was open all night long, and it was packed with other like kids my age.
Yeah.
And like it was so much fun. Like we had a great day at the pool. I mean at the parks, but then like
even better
two
night.
Or 3 hours. Yeah. What?
Like an even better night. Like just hanging out with new friends.
I can actually remember that. Like I don't actually remember being in the parks with my friends. Like very, very little things, but I remember those evenings in the pool for like 2 or 3 hours and making friends, and yeah, that's memory making.
Totally.
So yeah, so there's 20 points here. It is obviously going to be a higher price for some families. It's going to be a cool experience though. Like it's going to,
100%.
I
don't think you would be able to go there and regret it at all.
And like, think about like, I think kids will love this. I think seniors, like it's just across the board. It like kind of, it appeases like every, cause I feel like I saw that a lot there. I saw a very wide range of age groups and stuff because
everybody likes animals. You know, like,
yeah, and the dining options and everything, like it just has something for everybody.
Sure.
And I think too, like, you know, to me, if you're gonna, anytime somebody stays at a deluxe, no matter what level really of deluxe you're staying at, it's a splurge. So I feel like if you're gonna go and splurge yourself to stay at a deluxe room, you are gonna take the time to sit there and enjoy the resort. It might not be a full on staycation, but you will sit there and enjoy more so the resort. Because you would want to. You're paying for that experience. So you're going to sit there and make the pool time, make maybe just a resort day. So.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you're doing
there's always that.
Anything other than a value, I think you have to, like, have some time at the resorts. Because then it's like, why not then just do the All-Stars?
Sure.
Right.
Like, sure.
You know, like, I feel like you need to enjoy them. They're special. They're not, like, they're not the Marriott or the Hilton.
Well, right. You know, at the end of the day, though, Animal Kingdom Live, you know, I mean, that could be better.
All right, I'm coming. Right, so I'm coming out the gate. I'm going to come out the gate with a. We're out of 20. I'm going to say that it's losing some points for transportation and like the proximity being way out there. I'm going to give it a 17.
Oh, that's a little higher than I was going to go. I'm going to give it a 16 out of 20 only because I can see the numbers a little higher at certain points, and I don't think if this hotel was anything over 450, I would stay here. I don't think so.
Understandable.
But is there any other hotel that you would stay at for over 450 a night?
Yeah, maybe like the Poly.
Yeah, okay.
Really? Okay.
No, I can't afford any hotel for 450.
Okay, theoretically.
No, we have to take out like what our ability to afford is.
Right.
You know, with this. This is just about the price and value, because there's going to be people that are never going to be able to afford this, and there's people that can, like, you know, they piss this money away. So it's really about, like, what they're giving you for the value that it is.
Yeah.
I would say the
point. I don't know. Well, first I'll give it an 18. I will give it an 18. I'll dock a couple points for the transportation and proximity, but it's hard to go – for me personally, to go lower, because I mean, when you just compare, I think just the resort itself and then the perks that come with the deluxe, I don't think you really can compare to some of the other ones, because you pay that lower price, even if it's a high season, even if you're going during Christmas and the price is higher, it's still lower than the others, and you get all the perks and an experience that you really can't get anywhere else unless you literally travel to Africa.
Sure. And any comparable price to this is going to be, you're going to get a lot less. You're going to get a lot less at Saratoga Springs. You're going to get a lot less at Key West.
And worse transportation, because you got, what, 5 bus stops there. So.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe I'll bump it up 1 point. I guess I'll go 17.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Mike, you Johnny Cochran.
You know, I really like that you did that, Adrian, because I'm looking at the scores right now, and we tied. You know, we both gave it 17s, and that makes me happy inside. No. Now, when I look at our totals, I've given it a 39, and both you and Mike gave it a 40. So,
wow.
Yeah, so you guys are tied up. Out of when we average that all together, it's a 39.6. So we're bumping it up. It hit the 40 mark, which 40. Is what I like, and I think that it does deserve to be at least a 40 out of 50.
Absolutely.
And so I think that, you know, if they were able to, you know, find some way to plus this up with the transportation and the, I guess, more like the proximity to, like, you know, if they built another park near it or something, you know, like, then it would be better. Or if they were able to make a Skyliner that deals with that whole side of the resort, the All-Stars and this, if they were able to make like a hub there that brought you any place, really any place else.
Because of the animals, like the disturbing the animals, I think is a big thing.
Well, so not to go off on a tangent there, but so, yeah, but I, because my cousins actually said the same thing when we were there, like getting a Skyliner. But then I also look and I'm like, I feel like even a Skyliner probably is not even going to be able to do justice, just because it's of how it's located. And really the only thing that you would get is, again, like Animal Kingdom. That would I couldn't see how they would connect this. Now, granted, I am not an Imagineer nor an engineer, so whatever. But looking at a map, I'm like, it just seems like it would be complicated to try and connect it to, like...
It's far.
Yeah. To another part.
I mean, what you could do is you could, like, have a central hub that kind of does the All-Stars and the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And then, like, have, like, an internal bus system that can bring you there, and then that could bring you to MGM... to Hollywood Studios. I'll get it right someday.
Oh yes, MGM.
And maybe it hits Coronado on the way or something like that. So like I think that there are ways to connect that side, and I do believe, I'm not 100% positive, but if you look at like the land ownership that Disney has, I do believe that like that south area, kind of near where All Stars are, is like an open area for them to potentially build in the future. So,
yeah.
And with all the work happening with Universal down the way, I think we probably will see another gate, you know, within our lifetimes, you know, like sometime like, you know, within the next 20 years. So
yeah,
maybe
we'll see. I mean, I think this was, I think it fell in the right spot. So as of right now, this is out of the three we've done so far. This is the leader. This is 40 points. Mm-hmm. Caribbean Beach has 34. And,
All-Star Music was taking up the rear at 24.
Good choice of words. It did come up the rear at 24. Yeah.
Is that right?
I think we're doing a good job with rating these. These all sound,
I mean, we're professionals, you know, what can I say?
We're professionals. We know what we're doing.
You know, we try, we go enough that we know.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Well, I mean, Mike, this was so fun. You were such a good guest for this episode. You're like you know a lot about this resort. So I so appreciate you being on here.
Thanks for guys having me. This was awesome. I had a blast.
You were great. You can follow Mike again at Mike Molinari, MikeMolinari on TikTok and Instagram and Tinder. That.
Now we're going to get me in more trouble here.
The Dark Ride presented by Drunk Distory is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and review. Guys, keep those coming. We so appreciate them. Or just telling a theme parks loving friend to listen. You can email us questions or shout outs at drunkdistory@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok for lots of great theme parks content at Drunk Distory. Again, special thanks to our guest, Mike. That's it for us, guys. But as always, thanks for drinking theme parks with us. Cheers. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. Do it again now. You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.